Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to visit with our good friend John Deaney. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the top owner of an alternative board franchise in the galaxy, and he is the author of 11 things you absolutely, positively, absolutely need to know about selling your business. I threw a couple of extra adjectives in there. And he's our good friend, John Deaney. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing today?
It's doing great. It's good to have you back. John, folks, as you probably already know, is one of the smartest guys I know, especially when it comes to managing small business and cutting to the chase. John, I've always appreciated that about you. One of the things you've been talking about lately is something that I've have been discussing a lot on the show, and that is the elements of this unemployment, this employment crisis we have in America. And if you know, we have a crisis, John, in that we still got, you know, maybe 20 million people who are either underemployed or are unemployed, and that's a crisis in itself. But when you peel back the onion, you realize there's a crisis within a crisis, and you point that out in a blog post that you made recently.
Yeah, actually, there's several of them. Just this morning, I read that 5% of our workforce is now on permanent disability with Social Security.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's just an astonishing number. But, yeah, the column I wrote last week came from a conversation with an official down at the Federal Reserve, and he said they are tracking, of course, we know the highest sustained unemployment rate in 70 years. And at the same time, they're tracking record numbers of want ads going unfilled. Mm-hmm. And that's scary.
That's the crisis within the crisis. We've got way more than a million jobs in America that are going wanting because and I'll tell you something, John, when I talk to small business groups of small business owners, and I ask them what their number one problem is, it's shifting steadily from taxes and Obamacare, et cetera, to not being able to find qualified people.
Right, right. And it goes from the trades to engineering to science to programmers to IT repair folks.
But it's even not even always technical, though, John. It's also just being mentally, socially, emotionally prepared to work.
Oh, the read, write, and think thing.
Yeah, and work independently, and take criticism, take adjustments. You know, when a boss needs to make to adjust your performance, you know, to evaluate that, all those things thrown together, we got a lot of people who aren't qualified.
This fellow at the Federal Reserve had an interesting comment. He said, "Their conclusion internally is that the Great Recession caused employers, especially small employers, to weed out the last vestiges mm-hmm. of essentially middle-class unskilled jobs." Mm-hmm. And we've known there's a thing called the Gini coefficient. An Italian economist puts it out, and it's about the erosion of the middle class and the spread of wealth from low to high. And, you know, all these people that used to be able to come out with a basic college degree in English or mm-hmm. philosophy or fine arts, and then they get an entry job as a manager in a store or a salesperson. And that would be a living wage and enough for them to go out and get housing and a car mm-hmm. and start working their way up.
Mm-hmm.
But with the leaning out of American business, especially in the last recession. They've either used technology to dumb down those jobs so that they don't have to pay a college graduate
right.
to do it, or they've eliminated them entirely.
And that's right. And technology has helped them do that, whereas 30 years ago, when you'd have unemployment, when the economy picked up, unemployment would go away because you put people back to work. Now, even small businesses have technological options.
Yes, and the Fed, the Fed officer was saying they're afraid that it's a complete disconnect between our educational system.
There's no question about that.
And the workforce.
No question about that.
And this is not something you can throw a switch on.
This is why I'm saying that we're saying this is a crisis within a crisis. And it's kind of below the radar to a lot of people. And when the economy picks up, we'll see how bad it is. Quick break. Right back with John Deaney. We're going to talk about the fallacy of passion. Is it a big deal anymore? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.